Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 299. Episode number 299, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions, to encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 22, Isaiah chapter 15, and Hosea chapter 8. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful morning. And we praise you and we thank you for an absolutely wonderful Rosh Hashanah holiday celebration. And Lord, I think, no doubt, to me the best ever, but they all have been good. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. But this one was certainly the fullest and the most complete. And Lord, I give you the glory, praise, and honor for our first Rosh Hashanah service. I give you the glory, praise, and honor for the three great services on yesterday, because none of those things can be done without your mercy, your grace, and your power. And so, Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. For your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us, we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, we praise you and I praise you and thank you for salvation, spiritual, family life, protection and provision, blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us and down through the years. Thank you, Lord, for financial and material blessings as well. And Holy Father God, we individually and collectively, Lord, I know I do, we confess our sins, our faults, and our failures unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And my prayer, Lord, is that you will, those of us who are saved, fill us all with the fullness and the power, the freedom and the liberty, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. Manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit in and through our lives throughout this day. Put God in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And not only on Monday, but on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, when we are under extra satanic attack. Lord God in heaven, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and foolishness. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Jezebel. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of rebellion, betrayal, hindrance in the spirit of Sanballat and Tobias. Lord, cast it out of the hearts and minds and souls and spirits and lives of the people who have that problem here and who have that problem out there. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, save those who are lost here, and save those who are lost out there, and revive us all again who are saved. And Lord God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you so much for how you have led me to read your holy word, because it increases our faith and strengthens in our faith and stabilizes our faith, as your holy word tends to do. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, and his demons and his hosts, Lord, from our family and all other families that are striving to serve you. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this ministry and all other ministries that are lifting up the name of Jesus Christ and glorifying your holy name. And Holy Father God, we pray. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will help us and bless us, Lord, by your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to do things decently and in order for your glory, praise, and honor. Bless and anoint and use your holy word as you have in the past. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Fill us with your holy word, and fill us with your Holy Spirit, and put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would not sin against thee. Give us a mind to obey your holy word and not our feelings and our emotions in the ways of the world. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. And Holy Father God, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray today that you'll help us today to accomplish all that you want us to accomplish and to do, and to bring all things to our remembrance and to our minds. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would continue to miraculously provide for this ongoing ministry that's been going on now for 40 years, and give it all that it needs. And Lord God in heaven, we pray that you would lift our burdens and cares and worries and anxieties, fill us with your peace and joy, deliver each and every one of us individually and collectively from once we have gotten our hearts right with you. Lord, deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and tests and temptations and tensions. Deliver us from all anxieties and all cares and worries and burdens. And Lord, deliver us from all distresses and afflictions. Deliver all of us, Lord, once we are right with you and all sins have been confessed and we have totally repented of our sins. Lord, pave the way for us and open up great doors for us and deliver us from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, material, food crisis problems for millions of people today. Eviction and foreclosure problems for millions of people today. School problems, school loan problems. Lord, whatever the situation is, we pray that you'll lead, guide, and direct people through the labyrinth of life and the vicissitudes of life, and to you, and to trust in you, and to believe your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would protect us, Lord, from ourselves and all of our families and our family and in all other families. Protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. Protect us, Lord, from the demons of hell. Protect us, Lord, from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Lord God in heaven, place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift all of our burdens, cares, worries, and anxieties. Fill us with your peace and joy. Give us your strength for the journey today. And grant me, Lord, extra strength and grace and anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to deliver your holy word and to preach your holy word, to preach your holy gospel. We pray that you'll save those who are lost and revive those who are saved by the power of your Holy Ghost and the power of your gospel, and the power of your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and thank you once again for the best, in my opinion, Lord, the best Rosh Hashanah celebration we've ever had, the most fullest and the most complete. All into the wee hours of the morning, on two of the nights, really all three of the nights, and even last night. as many of us didn't get into the bed until 4 o'clock in the morning. And we thank you so much for all the great emphasis on a fresh start, your holy word, confession of sin, repentance and remembrance. And then, Lord, not to mention the great food and the best Jewish brisket we've ever had, the best Jewish chicken we've ever had, and the best Jewish apple cake we've ever had. I thank you, Lord, for it all. And I thank you that we have some leftovers as well. So, Lord, be with us throughout this morning. Speak to our hearts from your holy word. Thank you for times of celebration. And now, Lord, help us to do the good work and the hard work of changing, confessing sin and repenting, and moving forward with our lives so that next year this time we would have made great advances for your glory, praise, and honor in our lives and in for the sake of the gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just coming on, I have already given the introduction, and I have already prayed, and I've already taken a break. However, welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, part one, the scripture reading service. Pardon me. The scripture reading service. And we're going to go straight to the Word of God, 1 Chronicles chapter 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel. And he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance for the Zidonians, and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnificent of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Now, behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work, of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah chapter 15. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you know I love to say it, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the word of God found in Isaiah chapter 15. The burning of Moab, because in the night of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, because in the night Kir of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. He is gone up to Bajith and to Dibon, the high places, to weep. Moab shall howl over Nebo and over Medeba. On all their heads shall be baldness, and every beard cut off. In their streets they shall gird themselves with sackcloth. On the tops of their head, on the tops of their houses rather, on the tops of their houses and in their streets, everyone shall howl, weeping abundantly. And Heshbon shall cry, and Eli, Allah, their voice shall be heard even unto Jahaz. Therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out, his life shall be grievous unto him. My heart shall cry out for Moab, his fugitives shall flee unto Zoar and Hepher of 3 years old, for by the morning, rather, by the mounting up of Luhith, with weeping shall they go it up. For in the way of Huronim they shall raise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the hay is withered away, the grass faileth, there is no green thing. Therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up, shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. For the cry is gone round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof unto Eglaim, and the howling thereof unto Berylim, for the waters of Dimon shall be full of blood. For I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him that escapeth of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Hosea chapter 8. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great joy and the great privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the word of God found at Hosea chapter 8. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Right here, you need to step back. Step back further. And turn that around back there. You need to be parallel with her. Right here. You need to be parallel with her. Step back further. Verse 2, Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Israel hath cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. Thy calf, O Samaria, hath cast thee off. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? For from Israel was it also the workman made it. Therefore it is not God, but the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk, the bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the strangers shall swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up, now shall they be among the Gentiles, as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim hath hired lovers. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes, because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin. Altars shall be unto him to sin. I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of mine offerings and eat it, but the Lord accepteth them not. Now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt, for Israel hath forgotten his Maker and buildeth temples, and Judah hath multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I know that thou art there, and I know that your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, is sitting at your right hand, and I pray in his name. I praise you and I thank you for making your holy word so powerful and so real to those of us who believe, and how it strengthens our faith, increases our faith, and moves our faith. Now, Lord, I pray that you'll help us not to just be hearers of your holy word, but doers. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves as believers. Help us to pray. Help us to seek your face. Help us to turn from our wicked ways. Help us to truly repent and get back to you, our first love. For so many of us, Lord, if not all of us, you have thrown up. You have vomited up. And Lord, we need to get back to you, our first love, and to our first works. By your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, at the same time, Lord, I continue to pray that you would be thorough with us. Continue to break us, make us, mold us to be what you would have us to be. And we pray that in the end, lost souls would come to know your Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.